Be still. It's okay. Shh. Don't bite my hand, or I'll make this hurt. Shh. It's okay. Calm down. There's a good girl. Let me say. I'm loving this new shampoo. What is this scent? Strawberry? You've changed shampoo since last week. I wasn't sure if I'd like it, but... it's perfect. Suits my sweet girl perfectly. I can see your terrified reflection in the window. Those beautiful, wide eyes are asking me a lot of questions. How do I know about your shampoo? How did I know you were home alone? I'm not an idiot, darling. Do you think I'd just charge in blindly and take you? No, sweetheart. I watched you. You go to work at the same time every morning and return the same time every night, except for today. Today, you go out with your friends and you all share a few drinks, and then you come home and you wash the dishes with your back to the front door. You look forward to it. It's your happy place. Just you and your favorite music playing in the background. Probably thinking about your week. Taking some time to savor it. For the past 6 weeks, I've been savoring it too. That little smile in the corner of your mouth, the way you sing along with the music, even when you don't know the words, the way you get so excited to have a moment to yourself, so excited that you sometimes forget to lock the door. Don't cry, sweetheart. It makes your makeup run. It's all right. Hey, I'm not gonna hurt you much.
Hey, stop struggling.
Just as long as you're a good girl and you don't fight me anymore, you'll get to keep living your life. I'll even leave you alone after tonight. You'll get to keep using strawberry shampoo and going out with your friends and washing your dishes and singing along with the radio. And you'll probably start locking your doors, much to my dismay. Can you be a good girl for me? You sweet little thing. Nod your head for me. Tell me that you'll be good. Tell me you'll be quiet. Tell me you won't resist. Come on.
I'm waiting.
Good girl. Lovely. It's so nice to finally feel your body pressed up against me. I've imagined this every single night for the past few weeks. Ever since the first time I saw you washing the dishes. You're back to the door.
So trusting.
I thought how easy it would be for me to just slip up behind you, pull your hair back, kiss your neck. But I had to make sure we wouldn't be interrupted. We won't be interrupted tonight. No one's coming. Work doesn't expect you until Monday. You were nice and clear to your friends about taking the weekend to just be alone. Give yourself a little self-care. It was like a gift, a sign that it was time for me to finally make a move. Thank you, darling. You're so thoughtful. I don't know if I could have waited much longer. So sweet. Sometimes, when you're by yourself, you loosen the top few buttons of your shirt. I can do it for you this time. It's a little warm today, don't you think? There we go. Isn't that better? Let me just slide my hand from your mouth. Remember, you're gonna be a good girl and not scream. If you scream, I will hurt you. If you relax and follow my instructions, I'll make sure. Not if you understand. Good girl. Let me just slip my hands under your shirt. You have such beautiful breasts. Has anyone told you so? I've been thinking of cupping them in my hands. Pinching and twisting these little nipples. What a pretty little gasp. I bet you're enjoying this. A strange man playing with your breasts, pressing you up against the counter. So helpless, so sweet. I'm pressing myself harder against you now. Can you feel that? It's my cock rubbing hard against your ass. I can't wait for you to feel it in your mouth, down your throat, shoved into your sweet little pussy. But for right now, I'll just play with these perfect tits. Your nipples are getting so hard, darling. Is that fear? Or maybe I'm right, and you thoroughly enjoying this. My undivided attention, my body pressed up against yours. Are you trying to figure out if you know me? You probably don't remember me. But it doesn't matter. I know you. I know everything I need to know about you. Still, just to be safe, I've brought something along to make sure we both get out of tonight unscathed. Stay still. I'm just gonna tie this over your eyes. There. Perfect. Turn around. Slowly. No sudden moves. I saw you eyeing that knife earlier. Clever girl. I'm much faster than you. I don't want to have to tie your hands. Oh, but I will. It would make me very angry with you. Don't give me a reason to get angry with you, sweetheart. You look so beautiful, blindfolded, tits on display, panting, trembling, absolutely fucking gorgeous. We're gonna have a lot of fun tonight, you and I. Push your tits together for me. Play with them a little bit. What was that? No. Maybe I wasn't clear enough before. You are going to listen to me. You're going to do exactly what I say when I say it. The only words I want to hear from your mouth are, yes, sir. Am I perfectly fucking clear, sweetheart? That was your last warning. Now get on your knees. Don't make me repeat myself. Hold on. What do you say to sir? Good girl. Open your mouth. Part those pretty little lips for me. Wider. Good. I'm going to rub the head of my cock across your lips. And then I'm going to take it away. You don't get to suck my cock yet, sweetheart. You've been naughty. You've tried to be disobedient. Beg me. Beg to suck my cock. Tell me how much you want to run your tongue up and down the length of my cock before I rape your sweet little mouth. Tell me how much you want me to shove my cock all the way to the back of your throat. Force you to swallow me. Choke you with it until I come. I'll wait. Good girl. You're learning. I knew you could. So smart. So beautiful. Open your fucking mouth. good at this. Oh, fuck. You took me almost all the way down. Without so much as flinching. How many fucking cocks have you sucked before mine? Oh, you look so beautiful. With your lips wrapped around my cock. I almost want to take that blindfold off. See those gorgeous eyes looking up at me while you bob up and down. Too bad. Use your tongue. Fuck. There's a good girl. Stop sucking. I said stop. Let's grab a fistful of your hair now, shall we? Take a quick breath. It's the last one you get for a while. Fuck. Your mouth feels amazing. Just like I knew it would. Worth the wait. My beautiful little whore. How did I get so lucky? Moan around my cock. Show me how much you love me. Show me how much you love having your mouth fucked. Take another breath. Yeah. Thank me for giving you air. Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. It's important to be polite. Have you ever deep-throated someone before? Yes, sir, or no, sir. Come on. Good. Relax your throat and you'll be fine. Deep breath. Throat. You're gonna swallow all of it. Don't let a single drop go to waste. I don't care if you gag. I don't care if you usually don't like the taste. You're gonna swallow all of it. All of my cum. Good girl. Taking all my cock like a good little slut. I knew you'd be perfect. Knew you'd swallow my cock like it was nothing. Knew how amazing you'd feel. squeezing around me while I raped your fucking throat. I'm gonna come. Get ready to swallow, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Stay right there. Here. Glass of water. Drink. You've earned it. That's it. Drink up. Good. Give me the glass. Get up. Your knees are numb. Oh, sweetheart, I'll help you. There. Walk me towards your bedroom. I know you can do it in the dark. I've watched you do it. Let's go. Let me just close the door. There we go. Silly, I know. But I like to make sure my doors are locked. To keep the monsters away. I'm going to help you onto the bed. Here, lie back, and there. Gorgeous. I love this look on you. Breasts heaving, head thrown to one side, your hair fanning out on the covers, biting your lip, helpless, not wanting to think about what I'll do next. Time to get these clothes off. Shirt. Bra. Shimmy out of those jeans for me, sweetheart. There's a deer. Panties too. Good girl. Slowly. Slide them down slowly. Perfect. Spread your legs for me. Wider. Good. Put those lovely legs over my shoulders. So flexible. Is it the Saturday morning yoga? You're so disciplined, taking good care of yourself. Time for me to take care of you now. Don't worry, I'm just rubbing my cock against that lovely little slit for now. I won't fuck you yet. Darling, putting on a condom now. But here's my new instructions to you, sweetheart. In a few seconds, I'm going to fuck you. You're going to rub your clit. You're going to play with those perfect tits. You're going to moan for me. Moan when I'm pounding deep inside of you. Hitting something. Something that feels so, so good. And you're going to get yourself nice and slick for me. Ready to come. Because here in a few minutes, I'm going to count down from 10. And then I'm going to come. And if you don't come with me, I'm going to pull out, take off this condom, and shove my cock back inside you, coming as far up your cunt as I can. I'll use you this entire weekend. I'll keep coming inside you over and over until I'm sure you're pregnant. And then I'll fuck your ass. You won't be able to stand for a week. But come for me. When I tell you, and I'll come nicely inside the condom like a gentleman and be on my merry way. Oh, and don't try and fake it. Believe me, I'll know. Not that I think you'll have any trouble coming. You're trembling. Your pretty little pussy is dripping wet. You're getting off on being raped, aren't you? You filthy little slut. Fingers on your clit, other hand playing with your breasts. Isn't that how you usually play with yourself? Good girl. All right now. Deep breath. God. It's like your cunt was made for my cock. Oh, it's gonna be hard. So hard to stay away from you, darling. Maybe I'll come here again. Find you. Fuck you. Bend you over your kitchen counter. I thought about that a lot. Wanted to take you right there. You wore this little skirt while doing dishes one night. It was so difficult not to break in right then and there. Your hair around my fist. Oh.
pound my cock into you until you are screaming through my fingers. I love having your legs wrapped around my shoulders, bent completely in half underneath me. You're so fucking tight from this angle. I bet my cock feels almost too much for you like this. You're squeezing me so tightly. I'm sorry, darling. I need to kiss you. You're just too beautiful like this. It's so fucking difficult not to mark you, bruise you, really make you scream. But I promised I wouldn't hurt you. Unless I absolutely had to make you behave. You're too sweet. Oh, too innocent. Oh. It would spoil that sweet, sweet personality. Precious little thing. Little slut. Teasing me. Not even knowing it. Making me obsessed with this little cunt. fuck. All those delicious little noises. You can't help it. Can you? You've been aching for this ever since I growed you in the fucking kitchen. Hungry for my cock. No. Earlier than that, you were too quick, far too quick, to give in to me. Leaving your door unlocked, like an open invitation. You wanted this. Oh, wanted someone. No. You wanted me. Wanted me to come in and take control of you. Make you submit. Force you. So you wouldn't have to be responsible. Little whore. Craving cock. So badly. She barely even tries to defend herself. Oh, don't stop now, sweetheart. Keep rubbing that delicious little clit. Don't pout at me. It's all right. I'm right. And you know it. Oh, you did too well earlier, darling. I'm gonna come a little sooner than anticipated. You're soaking these sheets. Are you gonna come for me? Ready, sweetheart?
10. Sweet little whore. So beautiful. Writhing underneath me. Trying to come for your life. 9. I'm gonna have so much fun fucking a baby into you if you fail. 8. But on the other hand, if you come, won't you be so ashamed? Coming for the man raping you? You filthy slut. 7. 6. You're tightening all around me. Squeezing my cock so hard. God, you're fucking perfect. 5. 4. Let me kiss those beautiful tits. One more time before we come. Sweetheart. Move your other hand. Absolutely perfect. 3. 2. For me, darling. Fuck. Good. Such a good girl. You did so well for me. Came so prettily all over my cock. You sweet little thing. I made you a promise. When you hear the front door close, you can take your blindfold off. Oh, and sweetheart, you should really lock your door from now on.